Hello.
Hello. Hi, hello, good evening. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
This will take no more than 7 minutes of your time. We do value your opinions. Thank you, sir. You said no. Okay. And are you... You said no. Okay, perfect. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what is the chance that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? You definitely going to vote? Probably going to vote? Chances 50-50? Or you will not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
43.
Thank you. All right. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Asian?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied? I'm sorry. Are you very satisfied? Satisfied? Dissatisfied? Or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Hello.
Hello?
So we have very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied. Sorry, I'm in a mistake.
I'm slightly satisfied.
Satisfied?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, okay, thank you. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 50 means in the middle, and 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one, Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
Wait, what?
I'm going to read you some people, organizations, or ideas, and you need to rate them from 0 to 100. So the first one we have here is Joe Biden. How would you rate Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
Oh, shit. 8.5.
Okay. So that's 8.
Or 85.
Or 85. 85. No, I got you. Sorry about that.
The scale of 100 is ridiculous.
Thank you for your opinion, sir. Thank you for your opinion. That's the first time I heard it. All right, now, Moms for Liberty, from 0 to 100. Sorry for the scale, but that's how we have it here. And we're on
Are those
so
the crazy ladies that are trying to revive the South?
Honestly, sir, I'm not well aware of them. It's just your opinion. If you don't know them, that's no problem.
Just give them a 0.
0. How about charter schools?
Charter schools, some are good, some are bad. I would say maybe 40%.
Okay.
So 40,
how about the national?
100?
Yep, 40 of 100, got you. How about National Education Association, or NEA?
NEA?
Yes, NEA. National Education Association.
I do not know who that is.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Let's see. You give him a 20.
20, thank you. Public school teachers.
public school teachers, shit. Give them 95.
95, thank you.
The higher the
woke
better, right?
Culture? That's correct. Woke culture? Woke. Yes, the higher the better. Oh, that's a question. In general, yes. So from 0 to 100, the higher you go, if you say 100, you're very like favorable towards them. So 95 is almost 100. So you're very favorable. You're warm towards them.
Yeah.
So woke culture,
okay, good.
Or
woke culture.
Woke culture or wokeism?
Shit. That's good and bad. Give me 50.
Okay. Going in the... Got you. How about public schools?
Public schools... They're not great. 75. Need them.
75?
Yeah, we need them.
All right. U.S. Department of Education.
Give them a 70. They're not the brightest.
All right. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Thank you. Now, would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
I think they're staying the same. Actually.
Okay. Yeah. Now, how important do you think it is? Okay.
Keep going. Sorry.
How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Now, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means the higher you go, 10 means that it's very important for public schools to prepare students. 5, somewhat important. And 0 is, it's not important at all to prepare students regarding this topic. So I'm going to read each topic. You have a scale of 0 to 10. See, the scale got lower. All right, now, help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. From 0 to 10, how important do you think that is?
8.
Okay. Become more organized and have structure.
7. Important.
Okay. Embrace America's values and become American citizens.
What was that?
Embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
Hmm. 7.
Thank you. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
10. Kids nowadays don't know anything.
All right. Now, truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad.
7.
Our responsibilities in democracy. The importance of civic engagement and voting. How important do you think that is?
I'd go for an 8. Important. Good to know what's going on in the world.
Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Not enough.
Okay. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read? Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, how much have you heard, read, seen about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Very little. Very little.
Little. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree with CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I don't know much
Would you
about
agree
it.
Or disagree?
that it's about politics. Okay. Yeah. I agree it's about politics.
It's not a... No, it says here, CRT is simply plain politics with education. Okay, let me repeat that. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics or education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yeah.
Okay. Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you.
I don't know.
How much
that,
have you heard?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban public school? I'm sorry. How much have you heard, read, or seen about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Okay. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly. I should know about it.
A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I agree. Strongly.
Okay. Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, now let's move forward here. And I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. You can support or oppose. The first idea. Now, removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Agree or disagree?
About what? Removing them?
Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you
I
support
disagree
or
with removing them.
So you somewhat
oppose,
support,
them.
Oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you.
People need to learn what
adding,
they want to
learn. Okay. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools.
Depends on the school.
I'm sorry. Would you like for me to repeat that? Staticky?
Agree or disagree to have armed guards in K-12?
Public schools. Yes.
Public
Do you support
school.
Or oppose?
I oppose, but not too strongly. There's some business.
So somewhat oppose.
Yeah.
Somewhat oppose. Increasing teacher pay.
I'm for increasing teacher pay. Strongly.
Okay. Strongly support. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Support or oppose?
Support a little bit, but
so
we already have
support.
It's really hard to get become a teacher right now. Anyway.
Okay. Thank you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
I support it.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. good to know.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to read you some arguments that others might have about education in America. You have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that it's a very convincing argument. 5 means somewhat convincing. And 0 means not convincing at all argument. Here's the first one.
Okay.
History teachers have the responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced of generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Okay. I'm sorry, how convincing is that from 0 to 10?
Give it a 9.
Sorry? A 9.
Give it a 9.
Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just a memorizing math, equations, or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life. Most difficult questions. If children, so I'm just going to put you on mute. I need to cough. Sorry about that. If you don't mind, can I repeat that?
Go ahead.
Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult decisions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves or form opinions as adults? School is a perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to deal with these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
Give it an 8.
Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high. In 2023, it's likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to Trinity starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply democratic and anti-American push to censor books. Undemocratic, sorry. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
What was the last part?
Let me repeat that again. That was my fault, sir. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high. In 2023, it's likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted included LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discussed themes like racism. We know from history that the road to Trinity starts with censorship and banning books. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
Give it a 9.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one, public school students should learn about history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us. Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree.
Somewhat or strongly.
In the third time.
Okay, got it. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Individual parents, yeah. I can't give it an 8.
Sorry?
I still think it's an 8. Okay.
Okay, so you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. right. Now, these last few questions, they're statistical purposes only. These are the last questions. Now, what was your last year of schooling that you have completed?
Don't remember.
Well, do you have a high school? Are you a high school graduate? Some college?
Yeah. I have some
some college, thank you. Now, which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I guess Democrat.
Okay, is that somewhat? Mostly. Is that a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
I guess I could say it's a strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Strong Democrat. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. And although you don't have a children under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay, that's a no. Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'd say I'm somewhat liberal.
Okay. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Or several times a year? Or hardly ever? Or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever. Now, for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist or Christian?
Wait, what?
I'm sorry, is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
No. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Anyone in the household or yourself? No? All right, last but not least, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
All right. Thank you for your time and your patience, sir. Your opinions are valuable to us. You have yourself a great rest of the night. Goodbye.
Is there, what was the group? Is there a way I can see the survey when it's finished?
Actually, we don't have that option because these are, they're randomly done. So basically, this is national opinion surveys. We just submit the surveys, and we're not asking for any personal information. You won't be able to detect which one is personally yours.
Oh, I don't want to know what's on mine. I just want to see the end of the survey with everybody's answer.
Okay, they might give you a call to do another survey. That's another thing. But to see the results of this one, I guess it'll be in the votings, when the votes results come in. I mean, your opinions do matter, so it does make a change.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your time. You have a great night. Bye-bye.
Yeah.